Hi, and welcome back to episode number 258. Today, I'm being interviewed on the Growth to Freedom podcast. The host is Dan Kuchel, and I really enjoyed myself. And again, I try and take advantage of any opportunity to spread the word about outsourcing and my opinions on outsourcing. So hopefully you enjoy this where the tables are reversed and you get a little bit of insight into my life, my business, and of course, my passion for outsourcing. Enjoy. This podcast is brought to you by Payoneer, the leading global B2B payment solution for the outsourcing industry. If you're a BPO or freelancer or have outsourced staffing, then Payoneer makes sending and receiving international payments super simple, quick, secure, and of course, low cost. They have some fantastic features which have been designed specifically for the needs of this industry. You can easily manage payments between your clients, staff, and suppliers across multiple currencies and international bank accounts. Payoneer help make outsourcing easy, so consider them now. And if your BPO, clients, or suppliers aren't already using Payoneer, then ask them why not. For a limited time, Payoneer is offering a $50 bonus if you sign up now. So go to register.payoneer.com/OA or go to our website and we will have links there.
Clarity, capabilities, confidence, action steps, direction, and simplicity. This is what you receive with growthtofreedom.com. Freedom is the new capital, and we're helping leaders, executives, business owners, and you transform your career, business, life, and relationships. This is the Growth to Freedom Show. Now, here is your host, Dan Kuchel.
Welcome to growthtofreedom.com, the show that brings you inspiration, transformation, and leadership. We're helping you connect the dots, see the blind spots, and get unstuck so you can go out and you can create more sales, create more leads, create more profits. More importantly, so you can have a bigger impact, a bigger reach, and bigger contribution. Isn't that what it's all about? So thanks for making us part of your day. Let me ask you, have you been in a place where you were like, man, I'd love to be able to grow and scale my business with less stress? You know, maybe your operations feel clunky, if you know what I mean, or maybe your sales and marketing feels fragmented, or maybe it feels like it's hit a plateau, or maybe you feel like it's broken. Well, what if you could go out and find a way, find a solution, not just a Band-Aid, but a permanent solution that could get you optimal results at less cost, not only of time and money? In other words, you bring in an expert. It's not a how question. It's not a what question. It's a who question. Today's session, today's interview is all about the who and then putting the who in place on the back end of your business. Our guest is expert Derek Gallimore. He's a serial entrepreneur. He's experienced the highs and lows, maybe like you, of being able to ride that roller coaster, right? He's built multi-million dollar property portfolios. He's bootstrapped a $20 million business, and he's seen it come crumbling down. Can you relate? I mean, at the end of the day, we all have ups and downs, right? He's lived in five countries. He's traveled through dozens of more, and he has cracked the code on outsourcing, right? How would you like to have the ability to build a business with true stability, and it could be operated anywhere in the world? He's been outsourcing since 2011 and believes that outsourcing is one of the most potent and transformational business tools you can use today. Not just today, but in the future as well. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. He founded Outsource Accelerator, which is the Alibaba of outsourcing. It provides a gateway for you to connect with outsourcing partners to make it super simple. So Derek, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Dan. I'm incredible. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm totally amped up myself now.
Awesome. And as you're listening right now, you're going to want to grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, jot down some notes because Derek's got a wealth of wisdom. At the end of the segment today, we've got a special bonus we're going to make available to you, some incredible resource you're not going to want to miss. I mean, heck, if you don't want to learn how to do more with less stress and also how to outsource it and do it right and get, you know, labor for far less expensive than maybe you're accustomed to, hey, no worries, no harm, no foul. But if you want to learn how to do that, you're going to want to stick around. you want to come back to this episode, you can do that at growthtofreedom.com/232. That's growthtofreedom.com/232. If you never want to miss an episode, come back to growthtofreedom.com/subscribe. That's growthtofreedom.com/subscribe. Now, before we dive into strategy, Derek, I'd love to get context, you know, from our experts like you. So why are you doing what you're doing today? Why outsourcing?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dan. I started outsourcing because I was scratching my own itch. I built a multi-million dollar company in service departments or corporate housing. And very early on, I realized that I needed 24/7 customer service. And that just wasn't attainable in the West. I was based in central London, and partly wages are very high, but also, you know, people in today's world don't want to work 24/7 anymore. So someone suggested that I came to the Philippines and explore outsourcing there. So in 2011, I got my first employee in the Philippines. And then within about 4 years, I had built that team to about 80 people. We started with customer services and sales, but then we went right up the value ladder. And we were doing everything from marketing strategy, web development, you know, operations, HR, everything within that organization could be executed as efficiently as it could within central London. So that's my introduction. And I saw the power of outsourcing there. You know, the significant hook really is that these resources in the Philippines are incredible, well-qualified, highly capable, and highly eager people, but for approximately 80% discount to the salaries that you'd be paying in the West. It's pretty significant.
80% discount, right? And, you know, as you're listening right now, as you're watching, maybe you've tried outsourcing, maybe you've tried hiring, maybe it's worked, maybe it hasn't worked, maybe it's been a little bit fragmented, and you haven't felt like it's gotten you the results you wanted. Well, you're going to want to stick around for what Derek has to say, because he's got a lot of insight and wisdom, being one of the largest outsourcers in the world today. So Derek, speaking to that elephant in the room of people who've probably tried outsourcing or been interested in it and, you know, just haven't been able to get it exactly right, what do you see are some of the biggest mistakes that most people make when they're looking to outsource or in the process of outsourcing?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, outsourcing is a very broad definition. It's a very sort of multi-defined tool. A lot of people are aware of outsourcing in terms of the Tim Ferriss model, in terms of virtual assistants, in terms of Upwork and Freelancer. I'm on a bit of a mission to let people know that that stuff is fine, but there is a better option out there, professionalized outsourcing, where there's dedicated staffing to you, where they come into your organization and, you know, they are really just an employee. And I want people to think more of outsourcing just as employment, except they are sitting remotely to where you are and where your office is. And if you look beyond the more basic platforms, you know, Upwork has a lot of sort of disappointment, a lot of kissing a lot of frogs. But it really is, you know, the equivalent of maybe outsourcing versus freelancing is like going down to Central Park in New York, trying to find someone there to help you out with a project, and he's probably got a long beard and sleeping outside, versus going down to Wall Street to a professional services firm. You know that you will be looked after and that they have the executive knowledge and experience to drive your company forward. It's the difference between light and day. And still, even when engaging with a professional services firm, with a BPO, with maybe, you know, 5 to 20,000 staff that are experts in helping build organizational structures, you will still be saving 70%. So, you know, that is the attraction of going down the more formalized, professionalized route of outsourcing.
Now, I don't want to assume people know what BPO stands for. So you brought that up, BPO. What is a BPO? So everybody has clarity around that.
Yeah, so BPO, the industry is broadly called business process outsourcing. So historically, when a big company would maybe come over and have their customer service or call center outsource, that is one business process. It would be sort of cut out of the organization and placed overseas. Now, that's a bit of a historic model, but BPO is broadly what the industry is referred to here. And then the outsourcing suppliers are often referred to as BPOs.
So let's speak to the next elephant in the room that, you know, I think of as you describe this, you know, as our listeners who I communicate, I mean, literally working with thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs and business owners over the last, you know, decade or more, that we hear is, you know, okay, we can go get a freelance outsourcer, single person, right? I may have to kiss a lot of frogs, but, you know, it's within a risk factor. Whereas, wow, you know, hiring a full service professional organization sounds like a pretty large commitment. What would you say to speak to that elephant in the room to ease, you know, that pain or the potential risk?
Yeah, the outsourcing suppliers now are very comfortable and very familiar working with the needs of small and medium-sized businesses. So they are as flexible as you require. Really, we suggest that you take someone for a minimum of one full-time person allocation. And the reason for that is not the logistics of working with the outsourcing supplier, but that person then is dedicated to your organization and you get a 10x return on the investment you put into that person. The investment being the cultural onboarding, getting them aligned with your mission, and then getting them excited to coming to work. So, you know, we recommend that you start with one person, you explore outsourcing and the sort of learn the processes of outsourcing so that you can manage people effectively remotely, and then you can build your team from there.
Yeah. And as you're listening right now, what would have to happen for you to, you know, hire a full-time person? Like, you know, what's the cost of a mishire in traditional cost sense in your organization right now? Well, if you hear what Derek is saying, basically you can bring on a full-time person for about 20% of what normal pay would be considered like in US rates, right? How would you like to decrease your risk, increase your ROI, and be able to protect yourself that if it doesn't work? You know, Derek, what happens like when you work with a professional service firm? Let's say I hire somebody through that process or the process you recommend, and they're not a good fit. What do I do then?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this will happen. You've got to understand, though, that outsourcing suppliers, they are in the business of people, of recruitment, of HR. So they are actually specialists in getting you the right fit at the right person. Now, in the US, for example, if you want to recruit someone, it's either a bit of a pain in the neck, or you've got to pay a recruiter maybe 15% of the annual salary, then of course you have to house that employee, you know, in the office space. There's a lot of additional costs. With outsourcing, there's basically one fee that goes to the outsource supplier and then the salary that goes to your staff member. The salary, there is no commission. No one makes any money on that. It's completely transparent. So the fee that goes to the outsourcing supplier provides you with their expert account management. It provides you with HR and all of the recruitment process, including their expertise in that recruitment process, plus, of course, all of the A-grade facilities, the hardware, the internet, and all of the government contributions for that person. So in terms of recruitment, again, it's very similar to employment. They will shortlist people for you. They will do a lot of the recruitment legwork. You can then put in, of course, you put in your job specification and requirements. Then you can go in for second or third round interviews, make them do tests, things like that, so that you are completely at ease and comfortable and excited about that staff member. And then you give them the nod and you bring them on board. Again, like employment, there are aspects where sometimes it's not a fit or the person doesn't work out. And again, the outsourcing supplier will work with you to offboard that person, find a new person, upskill that person, and just work through it as you would with an employment environment. But you are more protected because you are effectively contracting to the outsourcing supplier so that there's a lot more latitude in terms of, you know, how you deal with individual workers.
So if you've ever wanted to be in a place where you could get great talent for 80% savings, also have an account manager that acts as your HR service to basically help recruit, sift, sort, screen, filter, create a right fit. If you don't have a right fit, you'll find another right fit. If you've ever wanted to have the ability to work with a group to be able to do that, when we come back, we're going to take a deeper dive into what you can do to make that happen, because there's dozens of ways to do it wrong and a couple ways to do it right. When we come back, we're going to dive deeper with outsourcing, how you can outsource, how you can attract, keep, and develop talent in your business to help you grow and scale with less stress and less overall cost. That and a whole lot more coming up on growth2freedom.com with Derek Gallimore.
Get your free Growth to Freedom gift package now. Includes two books, audio, and video program to transform your life, business, and relationships. Call now at 602-246-3389. That's 602-246-3389. Receive your free gift package for greater confidence, clarity, and capabilities now. That's 602-246-3389. Or go to growthtofreedom.com/gift. That's growththefreedom.com/gift.
Welcome back to growththefreedom.com. Now, Derek, you've had this business journey, and we talked about it in your opening. You've built, you know, $20 million businesses, you know, properties, and then you've seen it all come crashing. So you've had this amazing success. You've learned how to outsource. You've learned a process, of course, in hiring and recruiting and developing talent. We're going to get into some of those strategies in a few minutes. Talk about your lowest point in business, maybe your biggest mistake in that lowest point that you had made, and what you learned from it that maybe our viewers and our listeners might be able to learn from it too.
Sure. I had, you know, a very uncomfortable situation where I had to close down my company that I built to 20 million revenues. I had bootstrapped this company. We had 250 properties in central London. You know, and this is a big organization with about 80 people. I ended up winding that down. It was in the corporate housing space, and effectively our revenues went from 3x of our cost to about 1.7x of our cost because of margin compression and hyper competition within the London market. Now, you know, what I realized from that is we were actually running an incredibly efficient business, but we couldn't really outrun the evolution of the market. You know, I really believe in radical responsibility. I was at the helm and I was responsible for navigating this business. But, you know, I really found that just some things run away. And it's the difficulty in navigating that, you know, is really kind of central to the outcome, really. I mean, I went a bit vague there, but from that, you know, that was about sort of 3 years ago now, and I've done a huge amount of reflection. And I think really there's so many factors involved, and it's difficult to kind of split out the factors. As I know more about business, you know, and I've been in business 25 years now, I realize how many variables are involved. It's almost like a poker game. You know, the world's best poker players are right only 52% of the time. And it's about having the slightly better odds over a large number of hands and being very strategic and, of course, being very good at that. But it's really entrepreneurship, business is a heady mix of both random occurrences, heavy, heavy strategy, execution, you know, and then a lot of external factors as well. So multifactorial. I hope I'm not being too vague there.
Yeah, no, I mean, a friend of mine in real estate, his name is Dean Graziosi. I have often heard him say that, you know, you need stamina. You need marketing stamina. If you can have stamina, you know, many times stamina will win in any business culture, and then lots of factors can take us out. In fact, luck plays a big factor in success in business. I mean, I know people don't want to hear that, and people would say, oh, I create my own destiny. Well, you do. You create your own luck. You create your own breaks. But there's a certain factor of luck because, you know, there are certain things that shift. There are certain things that change. You know, big companies come in and, you know, come in and eat up a market, and, you know, a lot of things that we just aren't aware of. So I can totally understand. Like for you, you know, as you've worked not only yourself, you've worked through this process to rebound, to recover. You called it like that term radical responsibility, right? What would you say are like 1 to 3 big breakthroughs that you've discovered, you know, for you, Derek, and your company and your and or your clients that you've worked with over the last 6 to 12 months? What are 1 to 3 breakthroughs that you found to be those needle movers to really get to that next level?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people that are sort of in the smaller end of business, I think that there's this very scary leap, and it's quite lumpy in business, that you need to start building out your systems and you need to start investing in the business beyond potentially even the revenues that you're generating now. But without that, you can't progress to the next stage. You have a lot of smaller businesses that are existing without too much conscious structure, without too much process mapping. And, you know, I find that a business really starts to mature and then is enabled to scale once these processes are sort of consciously acknowledged, mapped, and then, you know, you decide how to scale those activities. You know, and we see a lot of businesses coming over to the Philippines. They think that they are highly sophisticated and they can show, you know, a developing nation how this thing of business is done. And then they come to the Philippines and realize actually everything is mapped. There are KPIs for things, processes are sort of laid out in front of you. There's training, there's QA, all of these layers on top of something that in the West is commonly just kind of, you know, done ad hoc. So there's an incredible insight when people come over here that actually these processes can be matured and then scaled. And then that enables people to really take their business to the next step. One of the other major things as well is the access to highly qualified human resource. Now, there's a labor shortage in every major country, especially of the, you know, highly skilled, highly qualified labor. And of course, that is one of the major expenses on any P&L. And so the awareness that there is this opportunity to access cheaper, more abundant, highly qualified staffing, if you look at the world global marketplace instead of your own localized marketplace, where there is obviously quite a restriction in terms of supply. So it's a big world out there. There's still about 4 billion people on under a dollar a day. And then, you know, the Philippines, for example, is producing about 600,000 university graduates per month, highly qualified, highly eager, and are willing to work for a significantly discounted salary to that of people in the US.
So if I hear you correctly, it's invest in your business, have a process, develop a process, refine the process, and you can actually get great talent for less, right? Great staff for less if you know the steps to be able to take. Now, what would you say would be, you know, the top couple steps somebody could take or should take to get it right the first time in outsourcing?
This podcast is brought to you by Outsource Accelerator. We are the world's leading outsourcing marketplace and advisory. We help big and small businesses with their outsourcing needs, and we can help you too. We cover everything from business and staffing strategy, optimal outsourcing structures, implementations, and fully managed services. If you're already outsourcing, about to start, or somewhere in between, then we can ensure that you get the best from outsourcing. That's the best prices, best terms, and of course, the best results from your outsourcing practices. We list over 700 outsourcing suppliers on our website, host this leading outsourcing podcast, and have over 5,000 pages of content. Because we span the entire market, we can ensure that you get the best deal possible. We offer everything from light brokerage, co-managed services, through to fully managed solutions. Get in touch today. Visit us at outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Mention that you're a podcast listener, and we will give you special attention plus a 10% discount. This is for a limited time only. Go to outsourceaccelerator.com/quote.
Yeah, so there's a few exercises that I can take people through, but effectively it's about establishing what is the core value add of your business, what are your core competencies of your business, and what are your core foci of your business. Okay, and once you establish exactly what they are, then establish equally what are non-core, what are non-value, what are low value, what are auxiliary tasks to your business. And then you can start to separate those from the core activities. So usually, you know, we have business owners that are charging out at $1,000 or $2,000 a day, and then they spend one day a month doing the invoicing. They do one day a month doing payroll. And it's about getting to these very sophisticated people and telling them that there are better processes that they can focus on that can bring them more into the high value areas of their business and allow them to concentrate on that, while the other more external processes are reduced in cost and then scalable.
So repeat those three again. It was, what are your core value competencies? And then you said two more, and frankly, I didn't catch those.
Sure. It's what are your core competencies? What are the high value aspects of your business? What are the sort of central factors of your business? It's really just splitting out, you know, what is essential to be kept in the core, and then what else is auxiliary to the true core of your business, both in terms of activities, client expectations, but also in terms of skills and value add.
And as you're listening right now, like, what would happen for you if you were investing more in your business, you had better processes, you were able to actually acquire and keep talent for less, right? That you were able to systematize your processes, you know, truly identify and tune in. Like, what are your core value competencies? What are your high value result outcome predictors? What are your low value, right? Because obviously the more time you spend in your high value areas and the less time you spend in your low value or have others handling that, what does that do for you? It creates freedom, doesn't it? It creates freedom. What would that be worth for you, right? What would that be worth to you today? What would it be worth to you in 3 months, 6 months, a year from now? Ideally, you start to get a glimpse and a snapshot of how the psychology of outsourcing and doing it with a professional organization can help you. So Derek, this is fascinating. And I can't imagine, like, when and if an owner, you know, I've used outsourcing for years. You know, I've been outsourcing for almost 20 years, different components of my businesses. You know, I've had some full-time in-house. I've outsourced a lot of stuff. I've done it wrong a lot. I've done it right a few times. And, it, you know, I love the idea of being able to build a virtual business and a virtual team, right? What would you say to somebody that, you know, says, you know, it's hard to build a virtual team and get them connected to my core values when they're virtual? Because that's a pretty common thing that we hear. So what would you say to speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you, to be honest. I think the, especially when people are working remotely, it's essential that they are more tied into the values and the mission of the company and understand the company product and are also passionate and loyal about that themselves. So while I encourage outsourcing, I don't necessarily encourage random remote working. Again, I believe that there's immense value in outsourcing to the Philippines because you can, there's about an 80%, 70% discount there, but get them all into one office in the Philippines, ideally in Manila, where they turn up at 9 a.m. to the water cooler. They know all of their colleagues. They can start building their own culture within the culture, and that starts to develop the organizational knowledge, intelligence, and sort of momentum of the structure. Now, these things can be transferred very easily. You just need to spend a little bit of time with them, show them the corporate video, show them the website, the founder or COO or whoever's in charge of the staffing. Just, you know, sit down, talk with them, Skype calls. And then before you know it, you know, the culture will be transferred. And then if there's a critical mass of people sitting in an office in Manila, for example, then as they bring on new team members, new staff, you will be surprised at how they just start to create and adopt their own culture, which replicates the mothership, so to speak.
It's all about building that mothership, isn't it? And it's so critical to stay connected, to create the tools, you know, whether it's doing a video a week to help your team stay connected. I mean, little things like that make such a big difference when you're building a virtual team. And it's much easier than you and I've been led to believe as well, as long as you make it a practice to stay in connection, stay in communication with them. Now, Derek, as we come down the home stretch here, you've shared a lot of great wisdom in a short period of time. Like, what's something I should have asked you that I hadn't yet?
That's a tough question. Maybe, you know, how do people get started? What is the on-ramp? You know, because I sort of feel that people kind of feel it's a good idea, but aren't sure how to get started. And that's really kind of what we are. Should I answer
that one? Let's walk us through it.
Let's go through that. So,
yes.
Look, outsourcing can be a little bit daunting. You're typically outsourcing to an emerging economy, and there's fear and uncertainty about that. And how do you manage people? And how do you know that they are working? How do you know that it's secure? You know, all of these things, we can work with you. We are the world's biggest outsourcing marketplace. But basically, we can sit down with you and help build comfort, build understanding, and get you in contact with outsourcing management owners so that you are comfortable with the concept, you are familiar with the concept, and then you can just start moving forward. And whether you have one employee or 1,000 employees right now, just start with one outsourced employee and you will very quickly go up the sort of learning curve, the comfort curve, the understanding curve of what outsourcing is. And then once you get started, you will never look back. It is really just dipping your toe in, getting to that stage where you're comfortable enough to give it a go. And then, you know, people never look back.
What are some of the things that people maybe misunderstand about what they could outsource or not outsource? You know, can I outsource sales? Can I outsource my marketing department? Can I outsource copywriting? Can I outsource building site? I mean, what are the things that people should probably get started with considering to outsource? What can they outsource? And then, like, what is something that maybe what you've learned is a not to do in outsourcing?
Yeah, so there are different types of outsourcing. So if you want a project done, you would not have those staff in-house because it's a once-off, like a website. If you're a gardener, you don't need a full web team the whole time. So that is kind of project outsourcing. And that's slightly different to what we are talking to. The ongoing outsourcing, for example, is if you are a gardener and you need a lead gen and sales team, then you would build and develop that sales team. But it's also not to say that you can easily outsource your problems. So if you are finding something difficult within your business, it's probably likely that the outsourcing team would also find difficulty. So where the best quick wins are is if you have back-end processes, non-core processes, things that you are doing regularly within your office is easily understood and mapped out, and start with that. Start with those roles, such as payroll, HR, finances, bookkeeping is very easily done, lead generation, content creation, social media management, all of these things that are sort of routine within your office, and you know those processes inside out. Now, push those over to an outsourced team or person, get comfortable with the concept of outsourcing, realize the incredible savings and gains that you can make, and then go, hey, if we can add these roles, if we can add these processes, let's test that and grow from there. And then you can kind of organically spread it to other aspects of your business. Now, this isn't about, you know, sacking everyone in the US. This isn't about job loss. This is actually about augmenting your team. And it's about looking forward to how you can 10X this business, make more profits, make a more healthy business, contribute more towards your community, towards paying taxes. And it's a win-win. It's really the, you know, strategic and competitive advantages that you can access here.
Yeah, I love what you said there. There's a lot of depth in the statement where, you know, outsource your problems, right?
Yeah.
You outsource a problem you already have, you're likely going to continue to have a problem, is my interpretation of that, right? And, you know, how many times as you're listening right now or you're watching right now, have you, you know, you had this grand idea, okay, I've got this problem in my business, I need X fixed, and you try to outsource it, and yet the behavior repeats itself, right? Is it a people problem? Is it a you problem? Or is it a process problem? Chances are it's a process problem. And when you solve the root of the issue, which is a process, which, you know, taking radical responsibility personally about that process, get that solved. And now it makes it much simpler to outsource a lot of different aspects of your business and free yourself up where you don't have to feel like you're the chief cook and bottle washer anymore. When you actually can work on the business, you can actually work in your genius zone, work in your sweet spot, and a whole lot more. Now, as we wind up here, Derek, if people want to go deeper with you, where can they learn more about you, get access to your resources? And, you know, I know in your site, I had a chance in doing prep and research. You got this amazing outsource accelerator toolkit that, I mean, you know, talk about a wealth of wisdom. So how can people reach you? Where can they go? Where would you like them to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's outsourceaccelerator.com is our website. We list 700 outsourcing suppliers on there. We have about 4,000 pages of content. We have dozens of videos. We have podcasts, interviews, and episodes. We have, as you said, the toolkit, which people can download. And we also offer Source Coach, which is ongoing outsourcing support and advisory. And that starts from just $29 per month. We are completely independent. And we are really just here to help you on your outsourcing journey and how that can amplify your business. So it's a must have, really, I believe, for every business. And there's not any businesses out there, I don't think, that can afford not to consider outsourcing for their business. It's really just, you know, we have endless resources, and get in there and have a look around and explore outsourcing, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you've got your 10,000 hours behind you and your team. As well as, you know, if you're listening or watching right now, maybe you struggled with outsourcing, maybe you're looking for a new avenue of outsourcing, maybe you're looking to free yourself from the chains of you having to be the one responsible for the outsourcing, you'd like some assistance, you'd like some help, you'd like some direction with a team that's got experience doing it, almost like a guide on the side or a co-pilot to your outsource team, your HR, your recruiting, training, development, all those sorts of things. I encourage you, go check out what Derek's put together. He's got amazing resources available. You can go check it out at outsourceaccelerator.com. That's outsourceaccelerator.com. We'll have all the links, resources, the show notes are all going to be in the episode. Again, you can come back to this episode at growthtofreedom.com/232. That's growthtofreedom.com/232. Derek, as we wind this down, what are 1 to 3 action steps that you hope our viewers, our listeners take as a result of our time together today?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think the first step would just be exploring outsourcing for your business. the way that you can do that is really looking at what are a few non-core, non-high value, but time-expensive things that you are doing in your business, and just look for an external resource that can help you with that so that you can start to scale your business so that, you know, you can look for more profits and build that business. So it's really just setting the steps for better business growth, really.
And I encourage you, take that step. I mean, if you want to, you know, put yourself in a position where you've got more freedom, where you're working more on the business, right? You're in your creative zone, your genius zone, you know, that sweet spot, so to speak, then I encourage you, go deeper with this idea of outsourcing. Even if you've done outsourcing, even if you're darn good at it, you know, consider Derek a resource to help support you on the journey and leverage that, right? You're outsourcing the idea of outsourcing to get it right, right? Because again, there are dozens of ways to do it wrong. Have you done it wrong too? I know I've done it wrong. Well, there's a couple ways.
There's a lot of trial and error with it, yeah. And there is a learning curve. So
that's right. Absolutely. And so if you want to cut that curve down, you want to do it with less stress and more freedom, then go check out what Derek's got at outsourceaccelerator.com. Now, I'd like to twist into some personal stuff, Derek. You know, you're a pretty fit guy. You've traveled the world. What's something that most people don't know about you?
I don't know. I try and also have radical honesty as well as radical responsibility. So I don't necessarily, but longevity, you know, maybe like a lot of people out there in podcast world, I feel there's a chance that we could live for a very long time. So I'm personally hoping to live for about 140 years and I'm laying the foundations now so that, you know, that's a better bet than not.
So does that mean you're partying like a rock star?
No, yeah. I'm going to bed embarrassingly early. Waking up early, I do the whole meditation thing. I do the whole keto diet thing, gradual exercise, and just really excited about all of those sort of longevity treatments and things like that. Really.
What were you known for in high school?
What was I known for? I was never particularly sporty, but then actually somehow I got into bodybuilding and I became the national teenage bodybuilding champion for New Zealand. That was certainly unexpected for me and most of my peers as well. But yeah, that was a sort of kind of pivot earlier on in the piece.
Nice. Now, do most people know that you were a teenage bodybuilding champion?
No, very few actually. And, you know, to be honest, it was about 98. So it's largely before the internet. So it's not even that easy to find.
That's amazing. Maybe we could put a bodybuilding picture of you in our show notes and that sort of thing. What, you know, if you were giving advice to your 25-year-old self or 20-year-old self, what advice would you give you that you would hope you would get?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a better way of answering that earlier question that I had, but it's really more take your time, build solid foundations, build a solid structure. Don't be in such a rush to get there and, you know, enjoy the ride as well and sort of build things for a longer term mentality as opposed to sort of, you know, all or nothing really. That's definitely what I would advise myself now.
And that's wisdom you can take to the bank today, right here, right now. I encourage you, take action with what Derek has been sharing with you. Consider outsourcing, long-term perspective. Enjoy every moment in the ride because you get to choose whether it's fun or not, right? You can decide whether it's more of, and it's fun, or it's more, and frustrating and hard, right? So you get the choice. It's a whole lot more fun when you make it fun, and that's the key, make it fun. And so I encourage you, take action with what Derek has shared with you. You want to go deeper with his resources, go check out outsourceaccelerator.com. That's outsourceaccelerator.com. Derek, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the show. Seize the day. I want to encourage you, take action. I've got 3.5 pages of notes here. You know, everything from invest in your business, processes, staffing for less, identify your core values, your high value, your low value, stay away from the low value stuff, get more in your sweet spot, in your genius zone. Look at outsourcing as a way to do more with less, right? If you do it right, maybe you look at working with a firm like Derek's. There's a good chance if you do it right, you're going to save 80% of traditional costs if you do it right. What would that be worth to the long-term aspect of your business to give you ability to be fluid and flexible as things go up and things go down? What would that do for you? Well, there's a lot of wisdom here. If you want to come back to this episode, I grab all the wisdom, all the notes, all the resources. You can do that at growththefreedom.com/232. That's growththefreedom.com/232. If you never want to miss an episode, go to growththefreedom.com/subscribe. That's growththefreedom.com/subscribe. Seize the day. Make it a great week. And we'll see you next time on growththefreedom.com. I want to feel you deep in my soul. I want to know to keep
Your free Growth to Freedom gift package now includes 2 books, audio and video program to transform your life, business, and relationships. Call now at 602-246-3389. That's 602-246-3389. Receive your free gift package for greater confidence, clarity, and capabilities now. That's 602-246-3389. Or go to growthtofreedom.com/gift. That's growthtofreedom.com/gift.
Okay, hope you enjoyed that. That was Dan Kuschel of the Growth to Freedom podcast. If you want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/258. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.